tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow is a big day because the Croke Park deal, of course, which is the new focus that's going to be put on pay for the public sector, has a big meeting tomorrow. And in the last week, of course, we've seen a bit of a shift where it looked like it was in serious trouble. But now with contributions from Jack O'Connor and others, that there could be actually a way of saving this. To discuss this, I'm joined by employment specialist with the line management, Gerald Flynn. Gerald, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, we're hearing all sorts of stories about clarifications coming from the government. This has clearly changed the atmosphere. You might just characterise for us what sort of clarifications are actually going on here.
Well, in the main clarifications, we're following the intervention of the Labour Relations Commission when Kieran Mulvey and Kevin Foley sat down and discussed with the parties. And I suppose the main thing to come out of that was the announcement that the government would not be going ahead with some of the proposed pension reforms, certainly until the end of this agreement in about 2014. This has obviously been seen as an element of a U-turn.
Can you explain that? Is that a U-turn, is it a clarification, or is it a climb down? Because is there an impact on this that would have been actually built into some of the figures that were being put together?
Well, essentially what was being proposed, that instead of public service pensioners receiving pension increases in line with the pay increase for the grade at which they retired, that it would be benchmarked or pegged against consumer price index. And that would obviously, especially over the last 10 years, would have provided a lot smaller increases for public service pensioners. Now, there are other reforms on the basis in the trade unions of what did posterity ever do for me. New recruits would be under a different pension scheme, and that was to be introduced from January next year. But since there's a recruitment ban, that really isn't likely to affect very many people.
Okay, now, so therefore, the clarifications in place, I saw that the Federation of University Teachers this morning came out saying that the clarifications were insufficient to make them change their minds.
Well, that's right. They've been strongly against it. Different unions have taken different positions. Some, such as the nurses, seem to be focusing very much on public service quality and numbers employed to provide the services. Some of the, in the education side, they're talking about general sectoral spend in education. SIP2 has recommended it, partly because they're quite happy with the appendix to the accords, which limit the potential for outsourcing for a lot of their members, so they're quite happy with it. And Impact, of course, did an about turn on their position following the clarifications, and especially they would be attracted by the enhanced pension benefits,
which will stretch on. Do you therefore now think that this is going to get carried?
I do. It's looking a lot more secure than it was a month ago. We've been monitoring it for some of our clients. In fact, if any of your listeners just want to Google pay deal monitor, they will see that when we factor in the weighting of the votes at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions Public Service Committee, at the moment 64% of the votes are recommending acceptance. And two of the unions that have concluded their ballot, two civil service unions, had recommended and also got large majorities in favour. So the omens are fairly good and a lot better than they were this time last month, Mark.
Okay, so I know we spoke about this in the last month. One of the issues, of course, is if this were not carried, of course, it would bring an awful lot of attention back on Ireland.
Well, that's true. There's the international dimension, but also from the trade union point of view is what do they actually do? A lot of their members neither have the stomach nor the resources to engage in protracted disruption. And while the Department of Finance has gone softly on the health front and hasn't either suspended people or cut their pay, if there was all-out action,
yes,
I'm afraid that situation would change very dramatically.
Okay, last question then. What about the people who are not going to support this and they're being left out in the cold? Will they just go along with the majority?
They will. There's a lot of free riding goes on in the trade union movement where smaller unions take a more militant stance knowing that the majority are going to vote something through. So it'll be up to the TUI teachers especially, who said that they will not be ruled by a majority decision, whether they're actually going to go their own way or whether they're going to emulate the ASTI in 2001 and actually walk out of Congress. Unfortunately, the ASTI basically have to come back in 5 years later with their tail between their legs.
Okay, listen, Gerald Flynn, employment specialist with the Line Management Solutions, thank you very, very much for that update, and we'll obviously be watching that story as it emerges over the next couple of days. Tom McEnany has rejoined us.